prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. I'm your host, Trey Mitchell, and we have Austin Guttery here and Connor Reisenhoover. And you know what we do, guys? We talk video games all day. So how are you guys doing, and what have you been playing?
Well, I wouldn't say all day.
All day.
We got to take a break to eat, Trey.
No.
Well, and you got to take a break to remove the food from your body.
No, you got to just take a dump in your chair.
With a Nintendo Switch, you can play games while you're dumping
in
your chair.
And while you're eating.
And you think the Switch 2 will come with even more convenient...
It will come with a trough. Like a trough that's attached. And you can, like...
I appreciate the sentiment, but...
A front trough or a back trough?
Both.
The word is trough.
A trough.
Thank you. My dad works at the trough factory, and I don't want to besmirch his good name.
Is that a common mistake? Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That's getting off topic. No, a trough. You're right.
See, Trey's calling back to an off-air thing that happened.
Yeah, a trough. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Tell me about Pikmin apologize. 4, which I know you've been playing because we've done this 3 times.
Yeah, what have you been playing, Austin?
I've been playing Pikmin 4. Mm-hmm. Connor is going to ask if I've gone in the big people house yet. I have. It's the tutorial level.
Yeah, wow.
I only have... 3 type of Pikmin right now. I've got red.
You have night Pikmin?
I do not have the night Pikmin yet. I've not.
Do you have the doggy?
You start out with the dog, which has been a fun addition. You get to play as the dog if you want. You can swap between. Also, in this one, I don't know if I mentioned, you get to make your own little guy. You don't have to play as Louie or Olimar, which I would love to play as Olimar. I love him.
I have a Pikmin related question.
Shoot.
Actually, it's more of a statement. One of Jessica's students. Took all of the staff photos and turned them into Pikmin.
That's an incredible waste of time, but I think a really good waste of time.
As we say on this cast all the time, we all got a touch of the tism.
Oh, yeah. And if you need to make...
I don't know about that.
...adult men into Pikmin, like Trey likes to do,
mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm getting an off-air note that this student is indeed on the spectrum.
Okay.
From our producer.
Wow. Aren't we all on the spectrum?
Of life? Because
it's a spectrum.
Yes,
yeah. The tism spectrum?
Yeah.
No, because I didn't get vaccinated. So I've never been vaccinated. That's why I'm very sickly.
Yeah.
And I have rickets.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fun bit, making Pikmin people.
Yeah.
Which is a part of the plot of Pikmin 4, because I think I found Olimar, who's been turned into some sort of Pikmin creature.
Whoa.
We'll see. It's been challenging.
What does Jessica look like?
Just in general?
No, her Pikmin.
I'll send it to you.
I want to see her Pikmin.
It's been challenging so far. I lost like 40 Pikmin in one fell swoop the other day.
Great.
Most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a tough time getting it back. Like 6. I sent them to go collect this thing that they had to cross water to get, and I threw them over a fence I shouldn't have, and they grabbed this thing and couldn't get it over the water, and then night came and they all got eaten. It's brutal out there.
I bet. Have you been playing anything else?
So I have not really played Diablo 4 this week.
Okay.
But I want to get back into it.
Great.
Still playing my Necro.
So you're playing Minecraft.
I was just playing Minecraft.
You were.
While Trey was setting up. It's Minecraft. What else is there to say?
So I discovered a weird genre of videos related to Minecraft.
Uh-oh.
It's not what you're thinking. It's not the Roblox type videos.
Okay, I see Jessica's Pikmin real quick, and it seems to be just a full picture of a flying Pikmin with Jessica's hair cut out and put on it, which is 10 times creepier than I thought it was going to be.
That would be correct, and it is extremely creepy.
There's not even any Jessica features, it's just hair.
Well, you know, you can see the part of her hair.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Okay.
But this student did it for all of the teachers.
How did they know it wasn't Connor's hair?
Yeah.
If you look at my hair and the hair, Jessica's hair, the parts are different.
Mm. Yeah. That's what I'm always saying, Trey.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get off topic there.
Oh, I was just saying that I found... have you guys seen the like TikTok videos that are just people talking like over Minecraft videos? But it's like it'll just be like them telling a story, but it's someone just like climbing as high as they can in a Minecraft game.
Yeah, I saw one with Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and George W. Bush playing
Minecraft.
No,
you're thinking of the AI stuff. This is where people... It also is done with Subway Surfers videos. And it's like people's attention spans are so short that it's like you have to have a video of something exciting happening while audio is playing.
And you know what? I was so mad that it totally worked. Like
I know, it's great.
I stayed listening to a dumb story that was obviously fake just because I was like, well, how high does this Minecraft tower that they built go?
We did one of those at work on TikTok over the summer. We did a bunch of videos of people pouring Slurpees while someone told a story over it. It's a fun bit.
Did they work?
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah. It's great. Let's get back on topic.
I've also been obsessed with, we were talking about Pikmin. I've been thinking about this week how much I really like Little Person in Big People World games.
Do you play what was the one that came out last year? Tinykin. You should play Tinykin.
Okay, I'll check it out. I was thinking of like Minish Cap, for example.
Okay, is this a fetish thing?
Probably.
I don't think so.
Do you get on the floor and have Jessica put on giant boots and walk around? And
no, I don't. Okay. I make her wear the Astro Boy boots.
Yeah.
No, I was just thinking about, like, I really enjoyed that, or, like, I really like the level in God of War Ragnarok, where you're in, like, a giant's house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think it's a cool aesthetic.
You should play Tinykin. It's like Pikmin. It came out last year. And, man, there was a survival game that was out. Man, I forgot what it was called. I think there was like something Grow in it, but I kind of forgot. Have you ever played Grow Home? It's not a Little Person Big World, but it's a really fun game as well. It's pretty neat.
Connor, it looks like you'd like Tinykin.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. Okay. The animation's very cool. It looks hand-drawn, but I think it's three-dimensional.
I think this is also why I'm really interested in that Plucky Squire game.
Oh, yeah, where you're in a book.
Yeah, because you like... pop out of the book into the real world, and you get to do like get to interact with the table.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah, that's why I'm obsessed with the Matrix, because it's about tiny people in big world.
Do you like that show?
Tiny People, Big World.
Little People, Big World.
Dwarf, well, Big World.
Grounded is what I'm thinking of, Connor. It's I guess it's been around since like 2020, but it was kind of big last year. I think the
I know. Yeah. Grounded, I've seen this game. Yes, this looks like a thing I would be into.
Yes. So Grounded and Tinykin, things you should check out.
Well, I will. This week I've just been killing game time with a World of Goo.
Is this like World of Tanks?
You know what World of Goo is.
Let me look this up. I know World of Tanks.
World of Goo is like a puzzle game where you're basically building like little structures. Like, you know, in middle school or high school where you had to build like a pasta structure and you could only use
This is like the bridge building game, sort of. This looks fun. It looks very Dr. Seussy.
It's also a thing that I didn't care about, but turned out to be kind of all right, was the fact that it's free if you have Netflix. So I just downloaded it. I've been playing it on my phone just because it's free with Netflix.
I don't know if I have Netflix anymore.
This is a Wii game from 2008. Did you know that, Connor? Looks like it was released. Whoa! October 13th, 2008. You're almost here on the, what anniversary
might,
would that be?
Might or might not be on our This Week in History.
Okay, never mind.
But anyway, I've been playing that, and then also I realized that my, what's it called? My controller drift has gotten so out of control that I'm going to have to buy a new set of controller. Like a
send it in to get fixed. It's only like $30.
Really?
I did that with mine, and it worked great.
I think my color Joy-Cons have a lot of bad drift on them now. I have to go back to the black ones.
If you take this joystick and you suck on it for a little bit, for like 45 minutes, just suck on it. You have to be outside in public for it to work. So just walk around.
You have to be at a coffee shop, and you have to be playing Beat Saber.
Yeah. Take it to Central Market.
Yeah, what
are you gonna do that? Well, didn't we have a reverse bet to undo it? What was the bet from like 2 weeks ago?
I'll find it.
Okay, I don't remember what it was. But it effectively would double my something. Connor will find it.
Yeah, I'll do some producing for you guys.
Thanks.
I've made a note. But yeah, so I've been playing that. I've been watching some videos on Mario Wonder, which I'm still very excited for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When does that come out? The 16th?
I think we're really close.
14th? Is it this Friday?
It's too much.
It's gotten great reviews.
I don't think they normally release on a Friday. October 20th, which is a Friday. So
yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So that and Spider-Man.
That's right.
What do you think is going to sell more?
Spider-Man.
Or the number one video game man of all time.
I don't actually know if I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking I might be wrong. Because is Spider-Man just PS5?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, then it'll be Mario. I assume.
It looks good. I think it's going to be a fun game. It looks like it's balancing between Babby's First Mario and like an actual fun 2D.
See that commercial they had today with Bowser giving flowers to Peach, and then Peach turns into a big elephant, and he's like, "What?" And he brings her a bigger bouquet. He's really into that elephant Peach.
All I can see when I see Elephant Mario is all the Elephant Mario porn. That's the only thing I see now. And I don't
when
like
we
it.
Made you look it up on this podcast,
yes, Elephant Mario creeps me out now
because of all.
Was there
porn,
a lot of Elephant Mario self suck?
You know, I didn't see any. Just a lot of big veiny. Wrongly colored peepees. They're all pink. Why would it be pink? Should I call
probably
my zoo friend and ask her what color?
It's probably because it's sheathed most of the time.
I'm going to call my zoo friend.
Let's not do that because that's off topic.
Wait, she can tell us what color a elephant penis is.
An elephant
Is that about a video game or is that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's related to Mario Wonder.
Okay.
Yeah, we're answering questions about Mario Wonder.
Okay.
Also, I believe elephants have a bone in their penis.
Really? I think humans are the only animal without the pee-pee bone, right?
There's no way gorillas have it.
Hello?
Megan?
Yeah?
Hi, okay. You're my zoo resource. I have a zoo question.
Explain why you need the answer.
Okay.
You're live on air right now. What color is an elephant penis? Is it gray or does it like pink like a dog penis? She doesn't know. I don't think she knows.
I think it's more kind of gray.
Really built this up like she was an expert.
Okay.
I know a hippo is pink.
Well, she showed me a picture of a tapir's penis
Why?
At work a few months ago. Are you at an auction right now?
No, I'm playing trivia.
Oh, goodbye.
Well, that was a trivia question.
Yeah. Okay, Megan did not know what color an elephant penis was. I thought she would.
Trey, turn on your... Trace.
Should I call Heather and ask?
Yeah, call Heather.
Question?
Ask Heather. Call Trey, Riley.
Turn on your safe search.
Yeah, turn the blur on. Woohoo! Was that all you've been playing, Connor?
That is all I've been playing. We're going on vacation this weekend, so I will not be playing anything really.
Where are you going?
And then probably we're going to Fredericksburg. Speaking of elephants.
I'll be in Fredericksburg in a few weeks.
We're going to an elephant sanctuary.
Oh, is that the hotel where you can stay with the elephants?
No, there's just a thing.
What am I thinking?
I'm just getting pictures of elephant penises.
That's the name of the podcast.
Pictures of elephant penises.
No, it's got to say, fun. Now I'm just kidding. Well, what color were they?
They're like gray.
Okay. That's okay. Boring. That's
good information, though. Well,
sorry.
Why don't we go ahead and do the news?
Let's do the news song.
What song?
Blur.
Oh, man.
Trey was about to say we can't do the new song because it's off topic.
It is off topic.
And he stopped himself.
Is it called Song 2?
News, news. Down, 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 down. Gamescast. Down, 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 down. I got the Gamescast. Da, da, da. I got the games news. There we go. That was my best Damon Albarn. Thank you.
Boy, that was really good. All unionized Dragon Age Dreadwolf QA workers got fired.
That's a sentence that if you told it to George Washington, he might shoot himself. He might just not even understand.
Which part would he be confused by?
Wait, say it again.
All unionized Dragon Age Dreadwolf QA workers have been laid off.
I think the dragon would be the least confusing part of it.
I think he would understand all.
A yeah. Union? Not in my lifetime.
I bet he's...
Were
sounded...
unions a thing in like 1776?
No. I think because everyone pretty much worked for themselves for the most part. Like you were either a printmaker or an ale guy or a blacksmith or like a this or that. But like I think in the 1900s when people started amassing capital is when unions came around. Just a little history
so
for you.
Essentially, several
off-topic history, but thank you.
Oh, sorry. Take the we'll
several
cut that
people
out.
Voted to unionize, but they were contracted employees, so they just let their contracts
let
run out
go.
And did not renew them.
That's why you got to unionize at the start of your contract.
Okay, contracted man, talk to us.
Okay, if you're gonna contract, you wait till the first day of your contract, so they can't let you go till 6 months to a year.
They can break contract, can't they?
Only if you're, like, fucking up real bad or, like, hitting somebody or touching peepees.
Hmm.
You know?
Hey, Trey, your favorite CEO has retired.
Bobby Kotick?
No, John Riccitiello.
Oh,
the Unity
no.
CEO.
Oh, no.
Because of the debacle?
Yeah. So, let's... Getting people up to speed, Unity said, hey, what if we charge your game developers per every game download?
Oh, okay. Yeah, but our games, they'll run faster, right? They'll
No, actually, even if you re-download it, it also will cost you as a download. And also, what if you just had a person run a code to install and uninstall and reinstall? You would also be charged for that.
That sounds great. I love Unity, and I'm going to continue using them.
And then they kind of walked it back, and then they kind of didn't.
Yeah. Are they public?
They are a public company.
Okay.
Their stock tanked like 15%.
Good. Hope it burns all down.
Let's see. His quote was, it's been a privilege to lead Unity for nearly a decade and to serve our employees, customers, developers, and partners, all of whom have been instrumental to the company's growth. I look forward to supporting Unity through this transition and following the company's future success.
Great. So
when Unity first went public, its stock price was $68. Today, it's barely $30.
Good. Good. Is he taking the runtime fee with him, or is that just staying in place and he's bailing?
I believe he's being forced out.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if after a few months they'll go back on it.
Here's a fun time. We have in an interview with PocketGamer.biz in July 2022... He called developers who don't think about monetization early in the process effing idiots, and then he immediately walked his comments back, calling the article clickbait.
He knows why people play games. He's in touch.
Trey, you know where he was before Unity, right?
Nazi
Papa John's.
Oh.
No, he was at EA.
Oh, no way.
And EA would never create a game just to monetize it.
No, EA is an upstanding company.
I feel like EA has kind of gone into the shadows the last few years. They used to be the number one game villain, and I feel like they've kind of stopped doing stuff.
A lot of studios have because the money's not... I'm probably maybe talking out of my ass. I don't know. But it seems like games have become more expensive to make.
Yeah.
And these companies have been thinking we need to do microtransactions or live service, and then it's blowing up in their face, so they've just made less. They've stopped, you know, taking risks. They're doing these sure things that are going to make them billions of dollars. And every, you know, risk they take is, yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's trying to be Fortnite.
You can't. But everyone is. You know, everyone wants their Fortnite, but you know what? There's only so much mind share.
Right.
There's only, you know, it's already been diluted. That's what's happening to Sony right now with all the Naughty Dog stuff.
Sony.
Yeah, sorry. Keep on topic, though, please. You know.
Oh,
no jokes.
Me. Yeah.
Sad.
600 people,
Connor, sad.
600 people were laid off at Unity earlier this year. But Riccatiello, in addition to the millions of stock Unity stock that he has, will be kept on salary until April 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's cool. I'm glad that he was able to relieve several hundred people of their jobs, but keep all of his money and continue to get to work till next year. So, shout out to him.
I bet he is going to forego his big paycheck. His salary and his gold parachute.
He's probably going to give back that stock, I think.
Oh, I would assume so. He's probably going to live life as a modest working man and, you know, learn some humility. I assume that's why he's leaving.
Speaking of Fortnite, a couple months ago, I guess, at this point, we did a story about how they had to lay off a bunch of people.
Fortnite did? Oh.
Epic did.
Another company that just got... their ego is so big and all the lawsuits and everything, and then they just got, you know,
they thought they were a like an industry creator basically.
Mm-hmm.
They had to lay off 800 staff at the end of September.
Yep.
tell me if you think this is good leadership. Their CEO said that management only became aware of how serious their situation was 10 weeks ago.
That's not
and
good.
That's the same guy who was, you know, doing all these lawsuits with Apple and just spending billions on that. So yeah,
shouldn't he be the guy who's first aware of it?
Yeah, and maybe takes the brunt of the hit.
It's fudged up. All I can see is Jessica's hair. It's just sitting there in the chat. It's creeping me out.
Are you talking about the Pikmin with Jessica?
Yes, it's just sitting there.
So he revealed about 10 weeks ago, we realized we were running into a financial problem that we had to solve quickly. So we went ahead and just laid off people.
Well, I mean, that's the best solution. It's just, you know, people aren't seen as an asset anymore. It's their expense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great.
What a great world we've built. Well, good for them. I hope their stock price goes back up and they can continue making great games.
Is Epic a publicly traded company?
I think they went public like a year or two ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Epic Game. Public?
Question mark?
Let's see.
They're trading at $40.
According to millennialmoney.com, Epic Games stock, when will the IPO come out?
It's already out.
Yeah. So, yes, they are pubic.
Is this company public?
Is what?
Is this podcast public?
Yeah, we have shares.
Yeah.
We have one share if someone
wants
to buy it.
This is a dumb point that we were making, actually. Epic is owned by Tencent.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So actually, even though Epic probably gets to make a lot of their own decisions because they're making a lot of the money, at the end of the day, they're owned by someone else. So I doubt they actually get to say. Like, I bet Tencent makes that call.
how much does, like, Tencent owns them completely? Like, they have 51% of the shares? Or do they have, like, a stake in them?
Because I know that they own a decent amount.
Pretty sure Tencent has, like, a 10% share of Blizzard or something.
They have a 40% stake.
Okay.
In games.
They may be the majority stakeholder.
They are aggressively, as of the first of last year when they were going for it, they were aggressively seeking to own the majority or controlling stakes in many overseas game companies.
I like steak.
Trey does like steak. Well, actually, he just found out he likes steak because he said his family growing up...
Yeah, this is off topic, so why don't we get back to the topic.
Let's get back to games.
No stories.
Okay.
So they own a 40% stake in Epic.
Mm-hmm.
They hold shares in Activision, Blizzard, Ubisoft, PUBG, Platinum Games, From Software, and Marvelous Inc.
This is what a lot of overseas companies are doing now, especially Israel, because... Sorry, not Israel. I've been on... What's one of them over there?
Another off-topic thing.
Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, like the Saudi Public Fund.
Right, because they see the writing on the wall that, like, oil is not going to be what it was in the future,
Why
and they need to reinvest.
Does the U.S. do this?
No, because we have enough industry. Like, Saudi Arabia basically only has oil. So if they don't start investing in other stuff, they're going to dry up.
Shouldn't we be doing this also?
I think we kind of do. But, I mean, we have enough varied industries here that I don't think we need to.
Well, I'm mostly thinking
about,
like...
All we need to do is overthrow another country and take all their resources.
We haven't done that in a while.
Like, yeah.
Publicly, I mostly mean, like, large corporate entities purchasing, like, real estate and stuff. Like, in the U.S. is weird.
Well, I think we have the most valuable land, probably. I mean, I don't know why we would go buy shit land in, what... Give me a country.
England.
In England? They have nothing there.
He's got a good point. They don't have anything. Mm-hmm.
No.
Got a lot of soccer stadiums.
Yeah.
They got the queen.
You mean soccer, not football.
I guess not the queen anymore.
Well,
got the king.
I saw some photos.
Sony unveiled a smaller redesigned PS5, and it's going to cost more.
Looks like a little...
It's also not that much smaller. I saw pictures of it, and it's like...
No, it's... Well, they said... Austin, that they've reduced the volume by more than 30% and weight by 18% and 24% compared to previous models.
Okay, the slim normally is like half the size. This feels like like a small shrinkage.
This is a funny quote. The notoriously tall PS5 is now slightly shorter by 1.25 inches.
I'm looking at Trey's right now.
Big boy.
It is big. It's... Why is it? It's huge.
It's... I think a lot of it's... I think a lot of it is,
yeah. It does look like it.
A lot of it's for ventilation,
okay,
cooling, you know?
Why don't they just make a console that has no casing, and you just get the wires and chips?
Just, it's just spluttering, it's just spilling out everywhere.
You can put them wherever you want, and so it's always cool. Like, it doesn't need to
so
do
it's
any
just,
fan stuff.
So it's just literally you're building your own PC, but it's a game console?
Well, no, you don't build it, you just kind of put it on the shelf. You put the wires and chips on the shelf, and they stay cool because they're not in like a case.
I'm surprised that no console yet has been like... Well, I guess probably a water cooling system is really expensive.
Yeah, all those consoles, they're trying to, you know, cut prices so they can actually sell
it. That's true. That's right.
Well, you can dip your PS5 in a water if you wanted.
In a water?
Yeah.
In a water.
The redesigned PS5 will be $499.99, and the digital edition is going to be $49.99.
Yeah, so that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
For a console that's got a few games.
Got Spider-Man.
Dude got Spider-Man.
Last of Us Part 2 Remaster.
CD Projekt Red spent $80 million on the Cyberpunk 2077 expansion.
I need to play it.
I
need to download that.
I think it might pay off. I've heard good things. People
I might
are
just get
it
on PS4 or 5.
What else would you get it on?
PC.
Oh,
maybe I don't.
That's a console TV couch
I'm gonna get
game.
That. I'm going to get that. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to go get it.
Okay.
It was very interesting reading this because I've heard only good things for the most part about this as well.
Yeah.
So the fact that they almost, I mean, it's not as much to make, like, they didn't spend as much as it would be to just build a brand new game from scratch. But I do know that this, a lot of what they've said is that they reworked how the game works with this expansion.
Interesting.
That's good. It sounds like a No Man's Sky situation.
It was a $60 million bill for development and then $20 million on marketing.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think this is going to turn around people's thoughts of the game if they go back and give it a second chance, which I think that's the tough ask.
Well, and they just greenlit a live action series, right? Or is that a few?
That was already been done. Or a live action series, I don't know.
Yeah.
The anime is really good.
Let me look this up. I'm pretty sure I...
Oh, yeah. I think they have been in talks about doing, you know, a series with Cyberpunk. I believe so.
Live action Cyberpunk adaptation has been announced 5 days ago.
Who's going to star in it?
Probably not Keanu.
Oh, that'd be cool, though.
It says a brand new story set in the world of Cyberpunk 2077 is at an early development stage. The fact unlikely that we'll see Keanu Reeves reprise his role.
Yeah. That'd be expensive.
Yeah.
Guy's a movie star.
Right, not a TV star.
No.
Silver screen.
Big Oil is using Fortnite to convince kids that fossil fuels are cool.
Okay.
Sorry, what?
Shell Oil Company has designed a map in Fortnite called Shell Ultimate Road Trips.
Okay.
You can explore different areas in the car of your choice. And in the middle of each of the worlds, you'll find a singular Shell gas station.
Okay. This makes me want to kill myself.
They have also identified half a dozen streamers and gotten them to play this map on Twitch.
Identified or paid?
Identified. Not paid, no.
Whatever.
They would know.
You get free games.
Yeah. True. Fortnite's already free.
Yeah, you get some skins.
Some Shell Oil skins.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can wear like an oil-covered ducks.
Oh, no. And then Dawn can sponsor Fortnite where you clean up the ducks.
Mm. Power Wash Simulator, but with ducks.
Am I lame? Because I've definitely thought about playing Power Wash Simulator.
No, it's me fun. Too. It looks nice. Fun. It's fun.
And it's not dangerous.
You know what I played a couple months ago? I got into it for like a couple days. Lawn Mowing Simulator.
Why don't you just mow your lawn?
Well, this was in the middle of the summer when
I think
I
he has
really
people out. Do that for him.
Oh, no, I don't have people do
he
it for
does.
Me.
Rodriguez, yeah. The grass looks a little shaggy.
Yeah, Fernando and Carlos.
Ding-a-ling-ling-ling.
What Hispanic person's first name is Rodriguez?
Yeah. No, you refer to them by their last name.
You do. You
I did just watch the King of the Hill episode where Dale starts firing people. And the name
that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, but that's not on topic, though. That's not
a
video
game topic.
The name
of the guy he
topic.
Hates is Rodriguez, which is why it made me... You reminded me of it.
Yeah, well, get back on topic.
The part where he's in the air duct and he's spinning around, smashing all the roaches is disgusting. Makes me gag.
That is pretty gross. Trey's favorite comedian, James Corden, showed up at the Activision all-hands meeting.
It sounds like the worst meeting you could ever be in.
Activision and James Corden?
That's the worst place. That's the place... The last place on earth that I want to be.
And
I'm going to repeat that. The last place on earth I want
to
be.
I'd rather go to the Black Plague convention hosted by Hitler.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, what?
Nothing. Yeah. I'd rather be somewhere else.
On stage presenting the all hands meeting was cool guy CEO Bobby Kotick.
Jeez.
And his good friend James Corden.
Yeah,
I think
no
they
way.
Are actually friends.
No way.
Why? Two people can't be friends.
Connor?
Let's see.
Why are they
Corden
friends?
Corden reportedly asked Kotick how Activision Blizzard will keep its culture.
How did
Kotick
Activision Blizzard keep its culture?
Kotick described their culture as magic.
Oh, that's magical, isn't it?
Yeah, Trey's basically doing the yassified Harry Potter we've been watching.
Keep on topic.
Kotick and Corden also discussed the future of gaming, including machine learning, AI, virtual reality.
I would like to know about AI, machine learning.
Can it sing songs with me?
Oh,
in
we
the
can do
car.
Karaoke with all the people from Overwatch.
I get Paul McCartney to sit in my front seat, and we play Tetris while I drive
why
around.
Why is he Southern now?
What? He's English. He's an Englishman.
Oh, you make fun of me for my accents. What is that?
This is an English accent.
Oh, my God. What? Keep going.
Connor, was that not an English accent? We drive around in the front seat, and he plays Tetris while I drive around the streets of London.
You're slipping into, like, a Michael Caine.
Yeah.
That's still English, though.
I know.
Yeah, he's right.
Caine.
Okay. Done.
Elsewhere in the meeting, Kotick noted that Guitar Hero could make a re-emergence.
No, they tried that, and it failed. Stop it.
He was awful.
Stop it.
He said, a big part of what I've seen in Microsoft is research, and they do development in areas that are extraordinary. And so being able to tap into their AI and machine learning capabilities, the data analytics, new ways of thinking about graphics, I just see unlimited potential for what we do.
God, all these business people trying to make creative decisions. Just make fun games. The gamers are not looking for AI analytics and bullshit. We just want to play Minecraft, damn it.
There you go. Nothing like Bobby Kotick and James Corden to tell it's you, like, hey, we're going to try
the
Guitar
worst,
Hero again.
The worst blunt rotation. As the kids say.
What's a blunt rotation?
Don't worry about
where
it.
Where you pass a blunt around?
Yeah, bro.
Oh.
You know.
Because James Corden would eat it.
He would be like, I don't like the smoke, the weed. It makes me feel all goofy inside. I was a cat in the movie Cats.
Ron's going to sacrifice himself.
Now you're, Trey, you slipped into, like, Mick Jagger.
Right.
You were doing a different English accent, and then it became Mick Jagger.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. James Corden is very, like, you know.
Do you know he's straight?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's weird to be straight.
It really is.
It is.
It is nowadays.
Nowadays.
Well, I tell you what, they got the pigs turning gay now.
Yeah,
the turtles being gay with each other.
Tell you what.
Well, they did make the frogs gay.
Frogs were already gay. That was the big reveal. Michigan J Frog. You know what the J stands for?
Jizz.
Oh, while we stay on topic, how about that?
Oh, sorry. I won't reveal what the J stands for.
Don't
Michigan J Frog.
I believe it stands for entertainment.
It's like a silent German J. Yentertainment.
Yentertainment, am I right?
It's a good movie. Seen Yentl?
Is this a video game movie?
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to shout out to my Jewish boys.
Mm.
Thank you. That's us.
This week in gaming, October 9th, 2002.
Wait, hold on. I have a game story I'd like to drop in.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you see these Switch 2 rumors that it will cost $400+?
If it costs $400+, I will not be purchasing it.
I will be very less inclined to purchase it. Let me see this.
It will be first day purchase for me, and also will be upset.
I'll probably still buy it.
I'm not an early adopter anyway, usually. So.
Rumor claims Switch 2 coming in two models, priced at $400+ next September. The Switch 2 is known internally as NG.
I can't see them selling. I can't see Nintendo selling it for that.
No, I can't either. It says there will be a $400 system, the other one being with a cartridge slot for $450.
I believe Nintendo would rather eat that cost than charge that much.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, since we called the NX the NX, Trey, what should we call this console? Since it's codenamed NG. Trey's thinking. The Win. You know, it's Vietnamese.
One of the SKUs is going to be G, and the other one's going to be NG. Shout out and RIP to old show. Sorry, that's off topic. Yeah,
well, I don't get the reference.
Bad radio gain. No.
Okay.
Sir, it's cool, not cool.
Yeah, I apologize. Man card.
Gonk, not gonk.
Yeah.
I think it was gonk or rugonk.
Rugonk.
Is that gonk or rugonk? Maybe one of the best theme songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we have this week in Twitch notes?
In October 9th in 2002, Ty the Tasmanian Tiger was released.
Connor!
A game that I played a lot as a kid.
That's Taz and Tim and the Power of Juju or whatever.
Tack and the Power of Juju.
Those are Connor games.
That's right. Ty the Tasmanian Tiger, a game where you play as an Australian tiger who throws boomerangs.
Is Tasmania in Australia?
Yes. Tasmanian devil? Get with
it. Is it its own country?
I thought it was in Australia.
Pretty sure it is.
Tasmania is an island state of Australia. What in the hell?
Okay, cool. It's a 21-hour flight from here. Oh, wow, it's south of Australia. The more you know.
That's where Dracula lives. Isn't that right, Trey?
Yeah,
he lives in Transylvania.
It's because he's a female.
Why did Kirk send me a Snapchat?
October 10th, 2007, Trey.
The Wii.
It's the Wii. No, the Wii is 2006.
Yeah, November of 06.
The 2000 Mario Galaxy?
The orange box.
Oh, so you got Portal. No, just regular
Portal.
It's Portal, Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
And Team Fortress 2.
Yep.
I have the orange box.
Does Team Fortress 1 exist?
Yes, it does.
Weird.
It does, but it's not like stylized like the other one is.
You know, Trey and I watched a bunch of stuff involving Team Fortress 2 and Gary's mod the other day. Remember Skibbity Toilet?
Oh, yeah.
We watched about 20 minutes of Skibbity Toilet.
Team Fortress 2 is actually really cool.
Yeah, it's like better Overwatch.
Team Fortress Classic, by the way, is not like stylized at all. Like, it just kind of looks like any military shooter you've ever seen.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, this looks lame as fuck.
It just looks like Quake.
Yeah.
Which it actually is. It is a sequel to the original Quake mod, Team Fortress. Oh. So
I was talking to a buddy last night about just PC gaming. It's just, man, I just don't even... I've not touched anything.
PC gaming is like...
Yeah, it's so... its own thing, you know?
I was going to say, PC gaming is like reading like animes. Or like reading mangas.
Yeah.
Where it's just advanced. that's a totally different thing than I even understand.
Yeah.
Connor doesn't know how to read is what he's saying.
I can only read from left to right. If it asks me to read the other way, I can't.
Yeah, that's why he dropped out of Jessica's school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't want to be made into a Pikmin.
That's fair.
So. Ugh.
See that here.
October 11th, 2004, Austin.
Is this 2004? Is this a Zelda? And is it Four Swords Adventure?
It is Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door.
Ah, I'm getting a remaster.
Yeah.
A game $85. That is notoriously hard to find.
Yeah.
And it's getting a remaster. So you can finally play what I believe is the best Paper Mario.
Yeah. Okay.
October 12th has three hits. We'll start with 2001.
GameCube came out.
The answer we were looking for was Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney.
I don't think we've gotten a game which has
been
right.
remade for every single console ever.
Yeah, and there's also an anime.
It's true. He's also in Marvel vs. Capcom.
Really?
Yes, there's also a spinoff. Is he and Capcom? He's also in a Professor Layton game.
Oh.
Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright.
What do they do?
They just say objection at each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
2008, World of Goo.
Okay.
There you go.
World of Tanks. Talk about.
And then Austin, 2013. This is specifically for you.
October 13th, 2013.
No, October 12th.
Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
I want to say it is the Master Chief Collection.
That is incorrect. No, it would be incorrect. Pokemon X and Y.
Actually, that's a me too, dude, because yeah.
I see them. They're right there.
Yeah, those are the last two I like played to completion and beat. And I was like right after my heart surgery. And so all I had to do was play those games all day.
Catch you know what? That's right when Trey and I met.
It was.
Fall of 13.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Fell in love.
We made it 10 years.
We did. Now it's over.
And then finally, I have two for October 13th. We will first start with 2008.
More like 2008.
Mario Galaxy.
Ooh, I was looking for Dead Space.
Damn it.
Damn. 2008, a year for games.
Yeah.
The original Dead Space. A game which also got remade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was really good, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trey's finished it.
Yeah. No. I need to. By the end of the year.
And then finally, October 13th, Trey, the year 2009.
Uncharted 2?
That is correct.
Yeah!
Uncharted 2, a game not made by the original team.
No, different team. That's the team that did better? 4. It's considered the best. Well,
4 is the best.
Before 4, it was considered the best one.
Oh, 4 is the best?
I would say it's the best, yeah.
I think 2 is really, really good. 3 handles better than 2.
I love 3. I like the set pieces in 3 more.
Wait, is 2 the Sands?
No, that's 3.
Which one are
two,
you finding?
2 is that is Shambhala.
Oh,
the blue sap,
yay. You
know?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
3, that I love this scene in the desert. That's my favorite. And the big
stumbling around.
Yeah. I love that part.
Okay. Is 2 the set piece where it opens where you're hanging out of
that's 2. The train off the cliff.
The movie?
Yeah. They borrowed stuff from the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of bits and pieces everywhere.
2 is good. 2 is heavily Asian influenced.
Well, yes, it is.
It
Shambhala.
Is.
Shambhala.
Yes, the third one is heavily Middle Eastern influenced. The second one is heavily Asian influenced. The first
fourth
one
one's
is heavily.
It's like South, like island, like
South American.
South
yeah,
American.
Yeah, yeah. And then
the fourth one's
one.
Pirate.
Yes.
Like Somalia.
More like the Goonies kind of pirates.
I haven't seen the Goonies.
You probably should.
Isn't there a little fat boy in there?
It is. Chunk.
It's fine.
And then there's me, and I'm in the movie. I'm Sloth.
Why?
He's the mom.
Why was there always, in 80s movies and maybe 70s, there was always a fat character with a fat nickname?
And he always ate.
Yeah. Porco or something.
And he would not be considered fat in today's standards.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that kid would still be considered fat. Like,
he would, but there are other instances where the fat kid is like just a regular guy.
Well, like George Costanza.
Right.
There's like a kid named Boulder or something, and they make him eat 10 hot dogs.
Well, they make Chunk do the truffle shuffle.
What is the truffle shuffle?
He gets up, and we should make Jebediah do the truffle shuffle. He has to stand up and...
Here's the close to this episode.
Okay.
This is for no one. This is just for the two of you guys, though. After every win in high school, like freshman year, Jerry had to do the truffle shuffle.
Did he get bullied?
No, he was like mascot.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
Like where all the guys, all the varsity guys loved him.
Although, isn't mascot kind of like idol worship? I feel like that's breaking one of the Ten Commandments.
Are we on topic right now? I don't think so.
Just like
so,
that, hey, this is another episode ended. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Go play Pikmin. That's Austin's recommendation for the week. Trey's recommendation is to...
stay on topic.
Stay on topic. And my recommendation is to stay cool, guys.
Stay married.
Or don't.
If you want to.
Bye.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. Feels good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you when you go. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. Huh. Huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
When was it? Tell them.
In the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are
in the summertime.